This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden is set to address the nation this hour in a speech set in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. In a statement Saturday, Biden wrote, "With the campaign over, it's time to put the anger and the harsh rhetoric behind us and come together as a nation. It's time for America to unite and to heal." The president-elect is scheduled to be inaugurated in January, and AP's Julie Pace says a Biden administration faces a number of tough challenges.
He has a big job ahead of him, certainly, just the nature of the job in and of itself. But in this moment, the historic pandemic, the economic crisis, and the social unrest in this country, he has already been preparing for that transition. And I think very quickly we will start to get some sense about what the contours of his administration will look like.
That's AP's Julie Pace. It turns out that a wide coalition of voters helped the president-elect win this year's vote. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's a coalition of voters driven to the polls by fierce opposition to President Trump and anxiety over the surging coronavirus pandemic that's sending the former vice president to the White House. AP VoteCast surveyed more than 110,000 voters nationwide and found Biden handily won voters looking for a leader who could unify the country and those pushing for racial justice. More saw Biden as empathetic and honest and willing to stand up to extremism compared with the Republican incumbent. Biden's coalition included college graduates, women, urban and suburban voters, young people, and Black Americans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Donald Trump has refused to concede the election, threatening further legal action on ballot counting. The president, in reality, fell short of the number of electoral votes needed for re-election, with the results from Pennsylvania pushing the challenge.